Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 7th of September 2009 and the time is 1:15 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Right, my full name is Charles David Bridges. I'm 68 years old and I live in Feltham in Middlesex, but I was born just down the road in Isleworth.
And how are you today?
As it draws nearer the time, I'm getting more and more nervous. Right, I'm out of my comfort zone doing this, but you know, I'm pleased to do it, and I'm sure I'll look back on it. You know, it's sort of, it's a happy experience, it's good, yes.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, I don't think I can give you a specific answer. I have been aware off and on of Gormley's works, and not that aware, but you know, aware. I knew about The Angel of the North and the thing on Crosby Sands. And it was just a... a spur of the moment thing. In fact, I didn't actually apply until you're about 2 or 3 days into the project, and you know, I saw the first people on the plinth, and I suppose I said to myself, I can do that, and I applied, and the first draw I was in was the, I suppose it was the August one, wasn't it? Yes, I wasn't successful there, but I've clearly got the place of somebody who's dropped out, yes. Yeah.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour?
I don't know how I did it. I mean, I don't have any performing or artistic talent. I had no idea, really. But I'm going to try and do something. I have noticed that a lot of people appear to just stand on the plinth and, to all extents and purposes, do nothing. I wanted to do something, right? And what I've decided is a fairly simple thing, really. I'm just going to, celebrate the day. So I have some things to show people about famous people who were born on the 7th of September, and certain events that happened on the 7th of September. It frankly isn't the most exciting day of the year, but you know, there are some famous people who were either born or died on this day, and I'm just going to say that, really.
Who are the people that you've discovered were born on this day?
Well, the most famous one is Queen Elizabeth I. And one that is important to me because of my age is Buddy Holly, who you probably have never heard of. You have? Right. Because, I mean, I think the music that you enjoy as a teenager stays with you all your life. So as far as pop music is concerned, the music that was around when I was a teenager has, you know, resonates with me. You know, brings back all sorts of memories. And I remember, you know, sort of listening to Buddy Holly's records, one of many, but you know, I mean, the special thing about Buddy Holly is he died, you know, he died aged 22. I mean, you know, it's incredible to think that 50 years ago, you know, sort of somebody died. Mm. But anyway, such a short life, so I'm glad I've had a longer life. I'm just trying to think what other famous people. After that, it goes downhill. There are famous people like Edith Sitwell, Van Allen, the Van Allen Belt. Just trying to think. Gloria Gaynor, Chrissie Hynde, the leader of the Pretenders, was born on this day. There's some I found. I think about 15 people that I would hope a lot of people would recognise as being famous who were born on this day. Yeah.
And so what are you going to do on the plinth?
Well, I've just written out on A2 sheets, I'm just going to hold them up and very little more than that. I brought a cheap CD player with me and I play Buddy Holly records, but it is a cheap thing. I don't know how sound will carry. But then on the other hand, there aren't many people out there. As long as it's heard on the video, I mean, potentially the audience on video this time of night is far larger than the live audience in the square. But that's it, yeah.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth now that you're actually here?
Very nervous, yes.
What do you think you're nervous about?
I suppose it is, you know, performing, being the centre of attraction, if you see what I mean. During my career at work, I gave presentations and did all sorts of things. I was quite comfortable with them because I was in my comfort zone because I was talking about things I knew about, to my peers, if you like, but here, you know, my subject matter is very slight indeed. I don't know my audience, right? and that's why, you know, sort of I'm a bit adrift, if you see what I mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully, a couple of people come to the rescue and phone me while I'm on the plinth and break it up.
What kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in one another, do you think?
Well, the very, you know, sort of low level experience of actually saying that I took part, all right? And the satisfaction of doing something that I wasn't entirely comfortable with. It's an achievement in a sense, albeit a small one, but you know, it is good to stretch yourself and do things that, you know, sort of, that don't come naturally now and again. Yes.
You mentioned you did a lot of presentations.
Yeah.
In your career, what was your career? What did you do?
It was entirely in IT. I started off many years ago, before most people had heard of computers, as a programmer, and then became a systems analyst and, you know, project leader and what have you, and eventually you end up as a manager, and you know, sort of, so that's it. So I rose through the ranks and became a middle level manager in an IT department in a very large company. Yes.
And how did you enjoy your working life?
To start with, it was brilliant because I was a very good programmer. As I went through my working life, obviously the challenges and the responsibilities changed. But I think in terms of satisfaction, I enjoyed being a programmer more than a manager, if you see, you know, more technical than a man manager. But each stage had its own challenges and rewards and its own levels of satisfaction. Yes.
What took you to working in that field?
Chance entirely. I went to university and read physics and didn't like it at all and dropped out of university about halfway through the course. And then for a couple of years I did very little, well, no, I was in employment, worked in a factory and did jobs. I suppose it was a reaction to having been in full-time education and not being comfortable with the subject that I was learning. And after a year or two, I realised that, you know, I was wasting my talents and abilities. And I went to an agency and I was helped a lot by the consultants of the agency, you know, sort of who gave me a good interview and, you know, brought out what I wanted to do, and sent me out to several companies. And the company, and I heard about computers. And in those days, I don't know if you do it now, if you want to go into computing to be a programmer, they send you off and you have to do an aptitude test. And I found that so easy. And, you know, having barely heard about computers, I suddenly became a computer programmer. Yes. And it was very satisfying. Yeah.
And how about now? Have you retired? Because
yeah, I took early retirement 10 years ago.
How long, sorry?
10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just trying to think. 1998, yes, okay. What happened then is what happens in loads of companies. They become top heavy with middle managers, and they weed out those people who are unlikely to progress further, if you see what I mean. So I was offered voluntary redundancy and grabbed it, if you see what I mean. Because, you know, I got redundant on good terms, a pension I could live on. So it's great.
And how are you enjoying your retirement now?
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying it, basically, yes. There've been some ups and some downs. For example, my marriage broke up, but I found another partner since then. But the last 10 years, I've had more time with the grandchildren, which is great.
How do you like to spend your time?
See, what do I do? I spend no particular order. I spend a certain amount of time gardening. I enjoy that, being outside of it. I've always read a lot, read more than watch television, if you see what I mean. I like listening to music. For exercise, I like to cycle. What else? Well, for the past 5 or 6 years, I've looked after one of my grandchildren, i.e. collected him from school and looked after him in school. So that's taken, occupied me for a couple of hours each school day, if you see what I mean. So the time gets filled up one way or another, yes.
And your grandchildren, how is it spending time with your grandchildren?
Oh, it's marvellous, yes. Oh, yes. I don't know how to elaborate that. I mean, they can be little buggers, obviously. But it's great. I remember how well my children got on with my parents, i.e. their grandchildren. And in my experience, I found it often the case, quite often, that two-generation gap creates sort of a bond or a commonality, if you see what I mean. So, you know, get great pleasure out of the grandchildren. You know, I give them time, if you see my time. Yeah.
And how old are they?
The eldest is 14. The next one is 13. To think about this, and the youngest one is 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And where were you born?
Not far away from where I live now, a place called Isleworth, Middlesex.
Mm-hmm.
In a hospital, West Middlesex Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know,
so in fact, I only live about 4 or 5 miles away from where I was born, yeah.
And what are your sort of, what have been your kind of memorable experiences in your life? What do you think's really shaped you into the person you are today?
I suppose going to university, because I come from a working class family and no member of my family had been to university, and then dropping out of university, which was entirely my choice, and found that very difficult to explain to my parents why I was doing it, but in reflection it was a good move. So after wasting a year or two, I got into IT, into computing, and had a very good job, and you know, sort of really a very good career. My marriage was important to me, obviously, and the children. But now it's grandchildren. I suppose that, yeah. Sorry.
And how would you describe yourself? I know it's a really tricky thing to ask anybody to do, but if I was to ask you to do that, what springs to mind?
Hesitate to say which attribute to say first. But I do have a high IQ. I'm very well educated. I suppose I'm lazy. But now I do make sure that I do have time for my grandchildren, my current partner. I think that's very important. A lesson I've learned late in life, perhaps. But, yeah.
And today you're going to be standing on the fourth plinth.
Yes.
Who are you doing this for?
Me. Well, and Fran, my partner. And to amuse the children. I mean, two of my daughters are here.
How have they reacted to the news that you're going to be on the plinth?
Surprise, first of all. Followed by, you know, they're interested and they're supportive. But I'm sure they feel that what I'm doing is out of character. So I'm stepping out of my comfort zone quite definitely, yes. It's only an hour anyway.
And have you got any final words that you'd like to kind of close with this, sort of to reflect on your experience here today?
Well, whatever happens, whether I stay on the pinto or fall off it or whatever it is, I'm glad I volunteered. I'm glad I took a place, got a place. I suppose most of all, first and foremost, I'm doing it for myself. But as I say, my family have been very supportive, and I think they're probably quite proud of me. Really all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.